Brother, welcome again. I can see that everybody is looking good. And I can see everybody is preparing for Christmas. Because in 7 days' time, that will be December 1. Hallelujah. 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 And, this 11 months about to finish. And we're going to start the 12th month. And I think this is a good time for us to reflect. Yes, to reflect. I know that many of us have been praying for something, just like what I was praying this morning. And then you say, maybe my prayer has not been answered yet. And the year is about to end. And I need this thing. Where am I going to get it? Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And again, I think if you belong to that category of people, that they are expecting, we call that expectant. If you're in that category, I think it's for us to reflect who we are in Christ. Who we are in Christ. So the title is, Who I Am in Christ. Who I Am in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, no matter what we're asking for, we are believing that Jesus will do it for us. Hallelujah. And that means we have to know what's our position in Christ. Hallelujah. But again, I want to talk about identity for a second. Identity for a second. You know, when a child is born in Canada or anywhere in the world, a child. It could be you. When I was born, it could be anybody. Hallelujah. Do you know the first thing that that child gets? What? Name. But the first thing that child will get is a birth certificate. Hallelujah. 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 You know, and again, when they issue that birth certificate, do you know what's going to be there? That going to be the date of birth, the place of birth, hallelujah. The name of the both parents, hallelujah. I know some of us, including me, I don't have a birth certificate. When I was born, I'm using what's called age declaration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I was using what's called age declaration, but it is similar. Because in your age declaration too, you have the date of birth, the place of birth, and the name of your parents as well too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in this birth certificate, everything will be stated clearly in this. And that certificate becomes what? ID. Right? It becomes what? Hallelujah. It becomes ID, And ID for life for that child. For that child. ID for life for that child. So anytime that they has, assuming you want to get something for that child, the first thing that, what is the proof that it's your child? So you bring what? The ID, birth certificate. Hallelujah. The same thing with us as well too. Whether you're using the aid declaration, it's the same thing for everyone here. Now, as the child continues to grow, do you know what could happen? There will be more IDs. Hallelujah. The child will start getting more IDs. Like what? Student card, passport, marriage certificate, when the child gets married, bank cards, with PIN, driver's license, all these are the things that they, So all these articles is what? Identity. It's what? Identity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's move further. See, I'm still going to connect all this thing with our title we are doing today. Hallelujah. So, when we are born, we are going to inherit a lot of things. Family background, in terms of race, gender, social status, education, skill development, etc. Personality traits, tendency, and a lot more. Do you agree with me? Hallelujah. These things do determine, these things don't determine our choices. Again, all these traits I just mentioned now don't determine our choices or our future. But they do greatly influence them. Do you all agree with me? You all agree with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A long life journey, our identity emerges. As a child, every one of here, we have our own identity. Every one of us here, we have our own identity. And this evidence emerges further and is shaped by both the environment we live and the choices we make. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. May God help us. Now, when we become a Christian, who can tell me what the Bible said about that experience? When you become a Christian, you become new, you become born again. It's kind. It's just like a radical event. Hallelujah. A radical event that's like being born again. Out of his great love, God shows us to give us the right or privilege to become his children. Hallelujah. Now, I'm still going to link this identity to this identity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 1, verse 12 to 13 says that, but to all who believe him and accept him, he gave the right to become the children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Hallelujah. Again, if you open our Bible to 1 John 3, verse 1 to 3, it says that, see how much our Father loves us. For he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children, because they don't know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God adopted us to his family. God did what? Adopted us to his family. That's where we came, Christian. And that's called become born again. Hallelujah. We have a new ID. A new ID card. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, with this new ID card we have a new father. We have a new name. Called what? Christian. Hallelujah. We have a new purpose. We have a new nature with godly tendencies. We become a brand new identity. A totally new person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, there's a trouble. Most of us, we don't know who we are. We don't know. We don't know. And that is why we have to search ourselves to see who are we in Christ. My identity with Christ is different from your identity in Christ. For everyone that sits down here this morning, our identity number is different. Because on the day of judgment, that number will be called. Hallelujah. 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 Are you following my speech? It is well with us. Let's open our Bible to Ephesians 1. I want a very fast reader. Ephesians 1, 1 to 12. Hallelujah. Okay. I want you to read verse 14 as well, too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to summarize that text we just read. But before I do that, in Christ, what do we mean? In Christ. What do we mean? Because before we understand this title, who am I in Christ? We have to understand what do we mean by in Christ. In Christ, what do we mean? In Christ is a description of our new spiritual position or identity due to our relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me repeat myself again. In Christ is a description of our spiritual position or identity due to our relationship with Jesus Christ. So now, if I say, who am I in Christ? That means, what is my relationship with Christ? My relationship is going to be what gives me the identity we're talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father has chosen us, adopted us, and accepted us into his family. You can see that in Ephesians 1, that you just read now, verse 4 to 6. Jesus the Son has redeemed us, forgiven us, revealed God's way to us, and made us his what? His. You can see that from verse 7 to 12. The Holy Spirit has sealed us and is deposit assurance of assuring us of God's completing his work in us. In me. Hallelujah. In me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can see that again. All of this is told the praise of his glory. You can see that in verse 6. 12 and 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you are following me. You are following the sequence. You know, all we are going to get identity, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to discover who we are in Christ. The riches that are available to us. because of our family heritage. It is so important that we know or understand this truth. This truth. These spiritual realities need to become revelation to us so that affects the way we view, live out our present natural reality. We have to understand that everything has to be gone God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now remember the Ephesians we just read is written by who? By Paul. Right? And Paul then goes to speak of our position. You know, if we go to Ephesians 2, you know, 1 to 12 again, you know, he said another prayer for them, I mean the Ephesians. And the final that our responsibility now, we are in Christ. Christ has done his part. Now we need to do ours. We need to know who we are. We have to put to death the old nature. We have to tear off the old ID. Now, the old ID I'm talking about, not your passport, because you were able to travel. Not your driving license, because otherwise you were able to drive a car. But again, your way of life that is not a godly way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that kind of identity, the kind of character, the trait we have that is not godly, we have to throw them away. And again, embrace a new ID. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there's one question. The question is, how God view me? You know, God's view of me. God's view of me. You know, we say that, who are you in Christ, right? And again, because God so loves us, you know, the way God views us, hallelujah, in Christ, I'm extremely valuable. I'm extremely valuable. If you open our Bible to 1 Peter 2:9, and you read, but you are not like that, for you are the chosen people. You are the royal priesthood, holy nation, God's very own possessions. As a result, you can show others in the goodness of God. He called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Hallelujah. 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 Again, if you open our Bible again to Deuteronomy 7:6, you will see, for you are the holy people who belong to the Lord your God. Of all the people on earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special treasure. Amen. It is well with us. It is well with us. So you can see, when we attain that identity, you can see how God views us. We are extremely valuable. Hallelujah. Second one. In Christ, I'm eternally loved. Ha! I'm eternally loved. 1 Peter 2:10 says, once you add no identity as a person, as a people, now you are God's people. Once you receive no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Hallelujah. 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 Psalm 100 verse 5 says that for the Lord is God. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the third one. Oops. The third one. Okay, in third one, I am totally forgiven. I am totally forgiven. I am totally forgiven. Once you have that new ID, you are totally forgiven. Romans 8 verse 1 says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Isaiah 43 verse 25 says, I alone will blot out your sin for my own sake, and I will never think of them again. You are totally forgiven. The fourth one is, I am fully capable. Hallelujah. I am fully capable. I am fully capable. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5 to 6 says, it is not that we think we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God. He has enabled us to be ministers of his new covenant. This covenant, not of written law, but of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The old written covenant ends in death, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives what? Life. Hallelujah. So you can see how we link that identity. You know, you must have that new identity. Hallelujah. That's where you know who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. But again, brethren, all said, well done. But there's work for us to do. You know, you can see how, you can see the benefit of getting the new ID. But again, you see, it's just like somebody that wants to get something from the rock. You know, you won't look at the face of the ass that you're going to use to start breaking that thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But for us to able to get this, there's something we need to do. The first one. Know the truth. My people are destroyed through lack of knowledge. Which verse is that? Excellent. People know the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to know the truth. It's Christ. Hallelujah. We don't know who we are, what God has done for us. Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So how are you going to know the truth? By reading the words. By reading the word about him. Read God's words about you. Do you know that every one of us, with our identity, there is a particular scripture in the Bible that represents us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to read the word about us. We have to ask for revelation of the word by the Spirit. We have to ask for God to reveal the truth about his nature to us. Character and purpose through Jesus and the scriptures. We have to study. We have to study the Bible so that we can know what? The truth. We have to pray for spirit of wisdom. We have to meditate on it. Know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. The way we think determines the way we feel. You agree with me? You know, the way we think determines the way we feel. And again, the way we act. If you want to change your action, you've got to go back to the source and change your thinking. Do you all agree with me? That this doesn't happen in vacuum. Romans 8 verse 6 to 7 says, letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Hallelujah. Now, I have a phrase I want you to listen carefully on this phrase. Sow a thought, you reap an heart. Sow an heart, you reap a habit. Sow a habit, you reap a character. Sow a character, you reap a destiny. Hallelujah. Do you want me to repeat it again? Okay, I will repeat it again. Sow a thought, you reap an heart. Sow an heart, you reap a habit. Sow a habit, you reap a character. Sow a character, you reap a destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for all we just said now, this can be achieved if you know the truth. Hallelujah. Now, second one, believe the truth. Some people may know the truth, but again, you know, sometimes when I was watching what's going on in the U.S. now, the impeachment inquiry that's going for Trump, and I said myself, there's some common sense. It's not common in America. You know, somebody did something, and they say, no, he was doing like this. You know, it was clear that this guy wanted to do something wrong, and was caught. You know, so, but again, they know the truth, but they're not believing in the truth. Somebody said that if you are saying wrong thing, maybe you are telling lies continuously, you know, some people start taking it as a truth. You know, continuously. You say it today, the same way. Tomorrow you say it the same way. People will say you are telling the truth. But it's a lie. Hallelujah. And that is why you have to know the truth. Then believe in the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your faith in what God says, not in what you feel or what other people say to think. Hallelujah. Be firmly persuaded and have a firm conviction about what God says is truth. Embrace what God says about you and believe it. And how we're going to know what God says about you is through the Bible, through the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 20:31 says, but these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing him, you will have life by power of his name. Hallelujah. Then the last one, which is very, very important. Live the truth. Live the truth. Remember, we are talking about the old ID. We are talking about the new ID. So the only way you can live the truth is by embracing your new ID and forget about your old ID. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Live your life with truth as your foundation. As your foundation. Obey the truth that you believe. James 1:22 says, but don't just listen to God's word. Again, let me repeat again. But don't just listen to God's word. you must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Live your life on objective truth, not subjective feeling or experience. Some people say, I have this experience, blah, blah, blah. You know, when I was so, don't live your life on those experiences, but live your life on the truth. The experience may be a bad experience, and that experience may not be the truth. Hallelujah. But you can learn from that experience. So that when you learn from that experience, cannot align you with the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't live by feelings. Walk by faith. And often feelings follow. Again, walk by faith. And often feeling follows. I like that word. I like that word. Be like a tree with a strong root that is not blown around by every wind. A strong root that is not blown away by every circumstances. Becoming who we really are is a process. It's a journey. It's not something that we achieve in one day. Remember when I started this message, I started with a child that was born. For this child to acquire a lot of ID, it takes several processes. This child continues to grow as it's growing. Getting more ID. The same thing with our Christian life as well too. It's not a day process. It's a journey. And if you are going through the right journey with the grace of God, you will get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, this process is not going to be you are alone. It's going to be a partnership between you and who? And God. Through the new birth, you have inherited the divine nature. Now we need to create the right environment to assist us. You know, and that's why we come to church. We listen to the word of God. We do what God has to do. We read our Bible. And that's the only way we can live the truth. If you believe what I just said, what if we saw another spirit? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this day. We thank you for that love, for love, for you to reveal who we are in Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to reflect back of the journey so far in our life. We glorify your name, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord, for showing us the truth to us. We thank you, Father, Lord, for allowing us to know that we are valuable to you. That we are loved. That we are totally forgiven. And that we are fully capable. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. Father, Lord, as we are departing this treasury today, in the new week we are starting, Father, Lord, be with us, Lord. Father, Lord, come and make your way our way, Lord. Father, Lord, we know that at your time is when this happened, Lord. Whatever we are seeking for, whatever we have been praying for, as we have this identity in you, Lord, Father, come and answer us, Lord. Open the gate of heaven, Lord. Father, Lord, set your countenance upon us, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And I pray in Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have been richly blessed through that message, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who am I in Christ? Can somebody answer that question now?